Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Yes, her name is Ramaya, R-A-M-I-A-H, and last name Smith. Phone number is 404-542-3185.
Okay, thank you so much. I can take it from here.
Sure.
Hi, Ramaya, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see, Ramaya, if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
You said see the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah, if you want to see if you can participate.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, of course. Now, have you signed any paperwork with another law firm or another legal agency?
No, ma'am. Okay. Not yet.
Okay. Sounds great. Kane, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am. I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
I had the brain tumor.
Yeah, the meningioma brain tumor?
Yes, ma'am.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
I was said that I had it in 2019.
Okay. Do you remember the month in 2019?
Yeah, July.
Okay. July of 2019. And what was your date of birth?
My birthday is May. My birthday is May 31st. My birthday is May 31st, 1991.
Okay, perfect. May 31st, 1991. And Ramaya, do you know anyone else who used Depot Provera and was also affected by it?
I'm sure like my other shipmates were in the military.
Okay. And they used it as well, or you know they were affected, or they just used it?
Well, we was all offered different types of birth control.
Okay.
So it was on us on what we wanted to take.
Yeah, and I understand. I'll make sure to take note of that just in case here. Now you know that you used Depot Provera. Was it another generic version?
No, I know, yeah.
It was Depot?
That was the only one. I only took the shots.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yeah, I used it for 3 years.
Okay. When did you start using it?
Around my birthday in 2016.
Okay, so I'm going to put about May 2016. Okay.
Uh-huh.
May
uh-huh.
of 2016. And when was the very last time that you used it?
It was in June of 2019.
Okay, June of 2019. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Perfect.
I'm a woman.
Perfect. Now, I know that gentleman did spell your name out for me. I have R-A-M-I-A-H.
I-A-H. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And I have last name Smith, common spelling. Do you have a middle name, Ramaya?
Avril. My middle name, Avril. A-V-R-I-L-L-E.
Okay. So I have A-V as in Victor, R-I-L-L-E.
E-L-L-E. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. And what was your social, Ramaya?
My social security is 156. Mm-hmm. 156-90-4605.
Okay, I'm gonna read that back to you. I have
156-90-4605. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Perfect. Now I have your Gmail is ramayasmith25@gmail.com and your phone number 404-542-3185. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. And what was your address?
My home address mm-hmm. is 841 Ridge Ave, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. My home address.
Okay. Okay. So it populated for me is 841 Ridge Avenue Southwest in Atlanta, Georgia, 30315.
No.
Is that right?
No. It's 841.
Mm-hmm.
My address is 841 Ridge Ave, Northwest.
Oh, I see.
Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
Perfect. 841 Ridge Ave, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds great. And did you have an apartment or unit number, or is this a house?
It's a house, ma'am.
Okay.
I live with my mom.
Okay, beautiful. Now, let's see here. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
One second. I have to go on my email.
That's okay.
Grady, G-R-A-D-Y, Memorial. Okay, there you go. Dr. David, I can't say his last name, ma'am.
That's okay. You can spell it out for me.
BenGlis.
Okay. Okay, I did see him. It looks like he is based out there in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, just one second. And I think I heard Grady Memorial Hospital. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and were you treated and diagnosed there?
I was yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, do you know if you've been diagnosed with any cancer previous to the meningioma tumor?
No, ma'am. I was in the military.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just inputting their information super quickly. Okay, and do you have the medical records for this?
Oh, I know it's open. It's at the, like, I don't have, like, it's online.
See. Okay, so the hospital would have all of those records. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period.
My mom.
Okay, what was your mom's name?
Frances Smith.
Okay, Frances Smith, and what was her phone number?
Oh, I gotta go on my phone and get it.
Yeah, take your time.
Mama. It's 678-964-0837.
Okay, perfect. And I heard she lives with you. Is that right? I could copy your address and paste it on there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, do you know?
I live with her.
Okay. And do you know your mom's email address, or do you want me to put yours?
I don't know her.
Okay, that's okay. I'll just put yours in that field.
Yeah,
okay.
Work right now.
Okay. And do you, I'm so sorry. I'm going to draft a DocuSign now. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
I had to do it for my rent. That's why I just click and sign.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm going to draft this. Do you want this sent to your email or to your text messages? Do you have a preference, Ramaya?
I got access to both.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send it to both, whichever one comes in first. Okay, now before I send it, I do want to go over the information on here. I'm going to speed through it. Just let me know if anything sounds incorrect. Okay, I have Ramaya spelled R-A-M-I-A-H. Middle name Avril, A-V-R-I-L-L-E. Smith, common spelling. I have your address is 841 Ridge Ave, Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. I have your date of birth as 5/31/1991, and your social is 156904605. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I just sent that through. And then, Ramaya, what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your permission to go ahead and pull those medical records so that they can get that case started for you. Have you seen anything pop up? I did send it through.
I got a text message.
Okay.
Carolina?
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly.
Matt. Okay, so I just clicked the link.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to click on that link. If you have any issue signing, let me know off down the line.
Okay. Do you agree to receive further messages from DocuSign at this number? Yes. Allow. This envelope was also sent by email to Ramaya Smith. Recognize this email? Yes. Continue to review. Don't recognize this email? Decline to sign. And continue. Please review and act on these documents. Carolina Hernandez. That's the one I'm on the phone with. I click. Oh, I agree. Oh, it's starting to hurt my head. Well, this page has a shade. It promised us to try. DocuSign. We bite. To use your current allow change. Please sign. Okay. I just hit start. So click start.
Yeah, you're just going to press start, and then anywhere where it's yellow is where you're going to be tapping on.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's like when I did my lease. Okay. And sign. And draw your. Oh, I saw my whole name. I gotta pay attention. Now, next. Next. Signature, okay. Next. Signature, patient. Next. Oh, I gotta tap it, not hit next. Oh, I was like, why is he asking me to do the same thing? Okay, finish. Oh, my head's starting to hurt. Okay, you're done. You may download or print using the icons above. To learn more about signing, click here.
Okay, so Ramaya, I did receive it on my end. Any further steps on there, you can disregard. And we did receive that DocuSign.
Okay.
And then the attorneys that are going to be working on your case and pulling those medical records, once they receive this paperwork, it might take them about 48 hours. Then they'll reach out to verify some information with you. After that, if you have any case-related questions or any questions at all, you can always reach out to myself or to them. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm. So I just wait for you guys to call me back.
Yeah, it's going to be the attorneys that are going to give you a call to verify the information. And then once they have that information confirmed, they're going to work on pulling those medical records and start working on your case.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for your time, Ramaya. I hope you have a great day and happy holidays, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.